You want to talk?
I'd like to know why I'm being mauled, she said, as she grappled at his belt, nearly tearing his pants off. He kissed all down her neck.
I'd like to know why you're being so hot and cold with me.
He felt her pulse racing beneath his mouth and sucked on the spot.
Do you want this or not?
He kissed harder. You have to decide if you want more than a quickie, because if that's all you want, this will be the last time. She stiffened.
Why?
Because I like who you are when you're not in denial. You give me this soft side of you, the human side, and then you turn it off and push me away when you're done. That doesn't work for me. I will break my rules for you, but not if you're going to keep playing these games. His mouth brushed hers.
So if you're going to keep ignoring me, avoiding me, and antagonizing me to get a rise out of me, then this will be our last time. Make your choice.
A choice entails an alternative, she said softly.
You know what the alternative is, Cass, but if you want me to spell it out for you, I will.
I want you to stay here with us, period. My us is not an option. My kids think you're the greatest thing to walk the earth. Frankly, so do I. I want to see what you're like when you're willing to accept that you have feelings for us. I know you got your heart broken, but I'm not sorry about that. I'm glad that shit stain is gone, and as screwed up as the situation is that brought you to me, I'm glad it happened. Because I like seeing you here every day. I like walking into the office and seeing you there. I like watching you try to ride a horse. You suck at it, by the way. I like finding you with a bowl of ice cream and whiskey after a bad day, and I will always keep it on hand as long as you're here. But you have to choose to be here. You want to finish your job and pack up? I don't want that, but I'll respect it. His forehead rested against hers. There's your choice. It's us or nothing. Her jaw clenched, setting angrily as her voice trembled.
That's not fair.
I didn't say it was fair. I said you had to make a choice.
For a moment, tears glimmered in her eyes. They shone like brilliant stars in the night sky. She blinked, staring into the expanse of the universe.
So this is what you're like when you're angry.
I'm not angry. He started at her blouse, unfastening the three buttons that held the silky neckline closed.
He pushed the sides of fabric apart until the tops of her breasts were exposed.
You're angry that I'm not giving you what you want, she whispered.
Her trousers were next. It was another pair of those soft, flowy pants that tied at the waist.
I'm not angry at you, Cass. I'm disappointed. Pretending like you don't care doesn't keep you from getting hurt.
He pulled the hat off his head and dropped it on top of her pretty hair.
I thought I wasn't supposed to mess with your hat. Pretty sure that means I shouldn't wear it, she sassed.
He gripped her jaw in his palm.
You want to be mine? You put that hat on.
And with that, he pushed her trousers off of her hips and dropped to his knees.